The Green Agenda, How St. Patrick's Day is Used to Push the Great Reset. By Peter Cattell on March 17, 2022. St. Patrick's Day has become a bludgeon for leftist elites to push for the politics of the Great Reset, such as open borders and global integration, in both America and beyond. Claiming Irish heritage and getting drunk is what St. Patrick's Day means for the vast majority of people not living on the island of Ireland. However, behind this tacky facade lies a left-leaning elite hell-bent on pushing a globalist agenda, with St. Patrick's Day being just another tool in an ever-varying arsenal used to push globalism worldwide. Ireland's elites are very much like the U.S. Democrats in favoring many of the policy elements commonly associated with the so-called Great Reset. And both Irish and American politicians have frequently made use of the ostensibly Christian holiday to push leftist talking points, the two making apt bedfellows for policy change in Washington. Ireland's soft power. On the face of things, it does not seem reasonable to believe that Irish politicians, nor an Irish holiday for that matter, could be effectively used to push for policy change within the most powerful country in the world. Ireland, as a nation state, is small and relatively inconsequential, at least when it comes to the question of hard, political power. The country has a domestic population similar in size to the U.S. state of Alabama, lacks considerable heavy industry, and has a GDP well below the likes of both Mexico and South Korea. What's more, Ireland lacks any meaningful military whatsoever, possessing an air corps that is simply not equipped to defend the country's own airspace and a naval service that is understaffed and outclassed by those of its immediate neighbors. Yet hard power isn't everything, and the Irish state's soft power can often pack a disproportionate punch. Besides, when Irish elites travel to Washington with the aim of pushing progressivism, more often than not they're pushing at an open door, particularly with the eager media. Patron of immigrants. A clear example of this weaponized soft power was when the Irish Prime Minister publicly rebuked then-President Donald Trump on St. Patrick's Day 2017. A complete Washington outsider, President Trump was not even 100 days in office when then-Irish Prime Minister Edna Kenny made the annual Paddy's Day visit to the White House. Trump and his administration made the usual preparations, dyeing the fountain green while brushing up on old familial anecdotes about Irish ancestors arriving in the land of the free for the first time. Ultimately, the visit was said to be a moment of relative calm for a president relentlessly targeted from day one of taking office. Yet the Irish Prime Minister launched a political assault on the new administration's border policies. During his speech at the traditional Shamrock ceremony, Kenny, while referencing Ireland's commitment to being a loyal member of the European Union, described St. Patrick as the patron of immigrants in a thinly veiled jab at the president that took the Democrat-friendly media, both nationally and internationally, by storm. "It's fitting that we gather here each year to celebrate St. Patrick and his legacy," Kenny said while President Trump looked on. He too, of course, was an immigrant, and though he is, of course, the patron saint of Ireland, for many people around the globe he is also a symbol of, indeed the patron of, immigrants. If this was not enough, the Irish PM again took aim at Trump's immigration platform during a lunch event with the Friends of Ireland Congress group. "There are millions out there who want to play their part for America, if you like, who want to make America great," the New York Times reports Kenny is saying, before turning to Trump and mockingly asking him, "You heard that before?" Of course, the Democrat media complex ate the whole thing up. The video of Kenny's Shamrock ceremony speech went viral online, with progressive mouthpiece Occupy Democrats pasting the caption "Irish PM schools Trump" onto the footage. Immigration and global integration. Edna Kenny's successor, Leo Varadkar, also pushed Trump on the topic of undocumented Irish immigrants during his St. Patrick's Day visits in 2018 and 2020. The pleas of Irish statesmen have meanwhile fit hand in glove with the Great Reset politics of the U.S. Democratic Party, with Nancy Pelosi also using St. Patrick's Day visit to push for immigration in 2019. "Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we are a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas and always on the cutting edge," the House Speaker said during the annual St. Patrick's Day dinner. "If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost." Even with the populist Washington outsider ousted, the cynical politicking has shown no sign of stopping. With Ireland's current Prime Minister Micheál Martin emphasizing the importance of global affairs during his virtual meeting with the US President in 2021. This year, as Ireland takes a seat on the United Nations Security Council, we will redouble our joint work on peacekeeping, conflict resolution, accountability mechanisms, and women's rights, Martin is reported as saying. Ireland and the United States will also work together to strengthen the United States-European Union partnership. This year, Martin had been reportedly set to push for further U.S. action on the Ukraine conflict. With the PM having already announced that he will ask countries who usually light up their monuments in green to celebrate Ireland's national holiday to illuminate their statues and edifices in the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag instead. We have evolved our tone and theme of St. Patrick's Day next week. From an overt focus on Ireland to a broader focus on the fact that Ireland is an active, engaged and fully committed member of the international community that stands by democracy, the rule of law and human rights, Martin reportedly told the Irish Parliament regarding his diplomatic plans. However, as of writing, this year's plans have been thrown into complete chaos after the Prime Minister tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. Although Irish officials still appear to want the festivities to go ahead virtually, so the leftist policy pushing may yet be allowed to continue. Happy St. Patrick's Day, but for who? The use of St. Patrick's Day to push a globalist agenda is now a mainstay for Ireland's elite. Edna Kenny received favorable coverage for his open mocking of President Trump. And where criticism did arise, it was usually over the fact that Ireland's own immigration policies were not perceived as being left-wing enough. Meanwhile, all those who have taken up the mantle of Prime Minister since Kenny have followed, though less brazenly, in his footsteps, frequently bringing the issues of immigration and international politics to the fore during their visits to Washington, D.C. It is less clear, however, how the Irish Prime Minister pushing such policies around the world could possibly benefit Irish citizens. Worse still, the willingness of our leaders to seemingly risk the country's relationship with the U.S., sometimes even openly mocking its commander-in-chief, seems utterly absurd considering the county is our single biggest trading partner. Then again, Irish officials frequently end up as members of larger, international bodies, failing upwards. Perhaps the most famous example of a senior politician abandoning their Irish office for an important international role is Mary Robinson, who abdicated Ireland's presidency in order to take up the role of High Commissioner for Human Rights in the UN. Though Robinson now claims that she was bullied into leaving her role as the Irish head of state by then UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. With this being the case, the notion that cynical careerism could be the driving force behind the Irish push for Great Reset politics is not far-fetched. Though ideological elements no doubt also play a major role. Regardless of their motives, however, the Irish government's push towards globalism, immigration and a host of other Great Reset politics for the US is most certainly not for the purpose of benefiting the American public. In fact, it seems plausible that the policies the likes of Kenny, Varadkar and Martin push will be actively detrimental to those living in the U.S., with illegal immigration, in particular, driving down wages and pushing up crime rates. Happy St. Patrick's Day!